Hey everyone, this Sparkle season you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're sucking us in, we appreciate the hell out of your patronage. Yes. We're going to be here the next couple of hours live. My name is Patrick Vile.
I have nothing to add.
He's Ryan Pfeiffer.
I don't have anything to add to that.
Welcome, everybody. It's a rubbery Thursday.
Rubbery. I thought you said rubbery.
It's rubbery. Wow. What are you into? Could be a rubbery Thursday, too, if you want to stroll around in your latex. It might be a little warm, though. It's warm here.
Kate, quit playing with my ball gag.
It's an oddly warm day in Los Angeles.
I know.
Over 80. Sun is shining.
Crab diving weather, AccuWeather forecast.
Probably receiving a bunch of fuck yous from people who are listening, you know, our Icelandic listeners.
Yeah.
And our Canadian listeners, we do have Canadian friends that listen.
How about people from Nebraska? That's good. Brett, Nebraska. How shitty is Nebraska right now? Could you imagine? Oh, God.
I think I can look up a state-by-state download and see where we get our down. Maybe. I could definitely do country.
We can decide who we can make fun of without
Pakistan.
Offending our
we
listeners.
We get a few downloads in Pakistan.
Oh, shit. I like to
think it's military.
Are we being used? Are we being used? Like, are we activating, like, our voices?
Are they saying, listen to the decadent Americans?
No. Yeah. Oh, my God. Are they using this show to rally a jihad against this country?
I severely doubt that.
Oh, my God.
Our country's doing well enough.
I knew it.
Stirring up the jihadis.
Fucking jihad.
All kinds of shit going on here. Hey, communicate with us during the show if you like. You can tweet at us during the show at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Or you can leave a message on our Facebook. We don't check.
We don't check.
We don't check that one as frequently, but we
never you mind about our Facebook.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. It's a picture of Ben Stein.
Did you know that the NRA was a civil liberties organization or a civil?
Oh man!
Did you see that on
our
fucking Twitter?
Twitter is on fire because you poked the hornet's nest of Second Amendment. Loony.
All I said was the NRA is like a cancer that needs to be ripped out of our governmental bodies.
That's
fine. Bam! Fuck you.
Fuck.
That guy got so pissed off.
Well, you tweeted gun sense.
Yeah.
And guns.
Yeah.
And gun control.
Well, there
which
you
they
go.
All troll like fuck. I mean, they
fuck
just,
you.
They all, they, especially that gun sense one, they hover over that like jackals, the jackals they are. The
hey, bar.
I can't even respond. When I woke up this
stupid
morning, there were 22, 23 notifications.
Oh, really?
Just about from that one tweet alone, I was like, ooh, I kind of glanced through most of them, and it's all,
fuck you.
Oh, you pussy. Oh, yeah. You want to take away our guns. Oh,
what happened when there's a zombie apocalypse, boy?
You're utterly clueless as to what constitutes a civil right.
Oh, whatever. Fuck you.
That's a pre-existing right protected by COTUS.
COTUS. You are SCROTUS. How do you like that?
Oh, and here's a... apparently,
yes,
a big manly woman.
Oh, okay.
She says the only reason a man
right.
would oppose women being able to defend ourselves is so we'll be vulnerable and dependent.
Shit.
Guns equal equality. See, you're a misogynist.
I didn't realize that.
You're anti-gun.
Well, what can we agree if women need to defend themselves from, like, men, I guess, attacking them or
rapey
something?
Men, all right, apparently. Well,
shit, maybe we make that exemption. What do you think?
Especially, like, the brown ones.
Right. What do you mean?
That's all they have to protect themselves from brown rapists.
By the time you're finished, like, wait, we just all need guns, don't we, idiots?
Right.
Whatever.
You're anti-woman.
How's the
That's a new one. You're anti-woman because you're anti-guns.
Because of guns.
I haven't seen that one. That's an interesting
congratulations.
Moronic statement.
Yeah. Congratulations, Fruit Loop.
Kind of ironic that a crab should be calling others a cancer.
Oh, okay. That's a... Oh, you're missing the whole point.
Is
that's
it an STD?
No, that's a... what is it when you predict shit from the... It's an astrology joke, buddy.
Oh!
That's all I get. Because the sign... The wow. Crab is cancer.
Right.
Is it really irony, you stupid person? I don't know that that's irony.
I don't think that's irony either.
Wait, is it though?
No.
Is that what... I don't think it's irony.
I think it's just a coincidence.
But I can't explain why it's not irony, right?
Cancer. Irony is that weird one that... you remember when Alanis Morissette came out with her song?
Yeah, it's not ironic at all.
Right, and everybody
it
was
doesn't
like,
make any fucking sense.
It's just a bunch of bummers.
Right.
It's not that ironic. Rain on Your Wedding Day.
Yeah, but still, it's
not
a pop song.
A bummer.
Yeah, but that's music for stupid people.
Well, and it's poetry. Who gives a shit? Yeah. Like, you're supposed to all supposed to be 100% real? Shit.
How bad do you want to just... When you
cling to your Bible, we'll
oh, right.
let Alanis Morissette call something ironic.
Yeah. I tell you, man, I can't listen to another person do Alanis Morissette karaoke. It's the
oh,
worst.
Really? Still?
Dude, man, it's the worst. You know, I hosted karaoke for a hot second down
right.
in Skid Row, and that was just...
Down on Skid Row.
Man, that was nuts. Hosting karaoke is a bad thing. I mean, it really is. It's like, you're just watching asshole drunk people try to decide, like, what Journey song they like best, you know?
Right.
And find it for them. Oh, it's the worst. People are stupid as fuck.
Which Journey song?
Oh, God forbid you play the wrong version of something. What is that? Oh, that's in the ghetto. Oh, yeah. Elvis is right, man.
A few new drops.
Yeah. How amazing would Elvis be?
System.
Oh, really? What do you have now?
A couple new ones.
Crab diving drop update.
And then be ready to be used as a tool.
Oh, yes. I love that one. That's great.
My gosh, maybe we should have a lesson on rape.
It's a whole Glenn Beck.
Oh, shit.
Here's, and this one's perfect.
That's media rape right there.
Oh, yeah.
Since when does your no mean yes?
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Right? And this is the one... That's now going to be your new favorite. I have no doubt.
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
Oh, my God.
So a few new Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck drops.
Oh, shit. You know, that one drop, you've just raped Bill Cosby. It's hard to understand what acceptable kind of context that could have been in.
I don't know. I think he was defending early on, wasn't he?
Oh, I imagine.
Maybe.
Like we're raping Bill Cosby by saying he raped all those people. That claim
right,
they,
by believing yeah. those 50-plus different lying whores.
All with similar stories.
Right.
You know? Oh, what a creep.
Oh, it's just such
God,
craziness.
I mean, you know, I mean, God, do we even know what that really means? Like, the guy who is, like, basically, He was ahead of it. He was the biggest guy at NBC for years.
He was America's acceptable black dad.
Raping people.
Right?
Yeah. Raping actors, wanting to, you know, get jobs and shit.
Right.
What a fucking monster. Jesus Christ.
just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving.
Yes.
One word. All kinds of shit going on in the news. I'm disgusted. I just have to say, I'm profoundly disgusted by our a large portion of the knuckle dragging dickwads in this country, the xenophobic fucktwants who are an embarrassment to humanity with this whole Syrian refugee crisis thing going on.
Yeah,
I'm going out of my fucking mind. The same way I went out of my mind with the kids from South America and Mexico that were coming over.
Oh, wait.
Kids.
Jeez. But are they white?
And that's what's coming over now. Yeah. These, it's not 18 to 30 year old jihadi, ripe jihadis.
Oh, yes.
For the plucking.
Right.
That are coming over. It's women, children, older people, families.
Isn't it true that all these young kids and children, they've been looking for places to learn how to fly planes, but not to land them.
Exactly. They all buy a PlayStation and flight simulator right when they fucking
right.
land here in the United States.
My God.
It's an Obama PlayStation. They're giving them out for
that's
free.
That's right. My God, if we really can't get this right, this is truly disgusting.
We're not getting it right.
I mean, this is truly fucked up.
And we're playing right into the ISIS hands. Exactly what they fucking want. They want us to turn against these Syrian refugees, and they want the whole Muslim world to see what selfish prick faces we are.
I mean,
and how shitty we are to Muslims in general. You got we'll
just think about it, man. If we can't figure out a way to take in hungry, cold, displaced people, then what the fuck?
Scratch that
is the
shit.
Point of all this bullshit.
Scratch that shit. Off of that Statue of Liberty, because it's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's a lie. It's a fucking lie right now.
Right.
How disgusting my fellow Americans, many of them are.
Oh, they totally suck.
I think that's even the headline, so we might as well.
Everyone sucks? That's the headline?
No,
at,
I mean, it's about the crisis, so let's Sarah.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
This is the sorry...
Oops.
That's media rape right there.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, blah, 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 blah.
The year of our Lord.
Yeah,
go and fuck yourself.
November 19th, 2015, ladies and gentlemen.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
The headline over at... right. When I'm starting the headlines, I'm feeling like I'm going to sneeze. It says at the
your
Huffington
eyeballs
Post,
will pop out of your face if your eye. If
don't hold your breath.
No. Don't try to read the screen the same time you're sneezing.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit. That's a rough scene.
I agree with the Huffington Post. It says disgrace.
Oh, yes.
House says no to desperate refugees.
Man, what the fuck?
I'm just
really.
It's just revolting.
What the fuck would Jesus do, you fucking twit?
Oh, I want to know who these 47 Democrats are that broke with humanity. 47 House Democrats broke with the White House and voted for a bill that was aimed at pausing the admittance of Syrian Iraqi refugees.
Pausing. What does that mean for the people waiting to go somewhere? They're in these camps and shit. This is bananas.
I hope he does. The Obama administration threatened to veto. Oh, they're going to love that. He's making us less safe.
Fuck off.
The bill passed 289 to 137.
Yeah.
With actually enough to override a veto in
the
House
shit.
If there should be one.
I mean, we have so much, and these people are walking around with all their shit. Is it a plastic fucking bag?
Some of the Democrats are claiming, the rats that jump ship are claiming...
Fuck these. Who are these people?
...that the legislation wasn't as bad as the administration was making it out to be.
Well, whatever. What does that mean?
Representative Jerry Connolly from Virginia, one of them, Virginia, purple state, he's got to pretend he's conservative every once in a while. He said... It isn't what it was characterized as, so why would we oppose that? he voted for the bill. Representative Steve Israel from New York, who voted with the Republicans, said, "I've seen better presentations in my time here." So he's sitting on the White House because the White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough and Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson showed up, I guess, and gave a talk or something like that. And this guy's saying it wasn't a great presentation. Maybe he didn't like the PowerPoint or something.
Oh my God! Can't we just come together? I mean, if both
they didn't have cookies.
Yeah. If both sides want to help these people, can't they just do that? Can't these little fuck faces just figure it the fuck out?
No, both sides don't want to help the people.
But why are these
the
Democrats?
Republicans don't want to
but
help
why
these
are the
people.
Democrats not side? Why are they?
Well, these
fucking this it's, up.
It's because they probably are in purplish areas, and with
God.
The election coming up, they're worried that if they don't at least pretend to be strong, then they're they're gonna lose their seat to a Republican.
Man, if I was in charge of these fucking Democrats, I would be I'd be pulling some House of Cards shit. So I mean, like, listen, I got pictures of you diddling a Cub
Scout.
That's
on Pelosi,
you better
right?
Vote right on this stupid.
She's the whip, so that's on her for not whipping those motherfuckers in line.
What a horrible job that would be. All you got to do all day is try to convince people to do something, and if they don't do it, you're gonna fuck their lives up. That's gotta be. I wouldn't want to. Would you want to fuck with her on any
what
level?
They did, well, I guess what they're doing is they're adding an extra certification process on top of the already existing and extensive screening process.
Yeah.
And I guess some of these Democrats are saying, "Well, I guess we don't really see a problem with adding one little more step," is what they're saying.
Right.
The House decided to initially go after the resettlement program. Blah, blah, blah. The Obama administration said the bill would unacceptably hamper our efforts to assist some of the most vulnerable people in the world.
Jeez.
But they're saying, don't worry about even this whole veto thing, because Harry Reid's telling people it won't get through the Senate.
Right.
So I guess they're probably planning on filibustering it or throwing
Harry
a wrench
Reid,
into it.
He's whipping it out.
Or they won't have enough to override
the
veto there, even if they vote it down. So,
Well, anyway.
But still, maybe this is one of those where nationally these 47 Democrats are going to take it on the chin from people like us.
Right.
But maybe it's the smart thing to do for their district to make sure it stays. Maybe Pelosi's like, look, go ahead. It's not going to pass the Senate.
Yeah.
So go ahead, vote politically.
Oh,
you could say,
see.
Look, I voted to strengthen the country.
I voted against those people that need food and all that shit.
You could tell
fuck
the moronic xenophobes in your district.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Look what I did.
I'm trying to fend off them terrorists. Them,
right.
Them, those terrorists, those children that all weigh 50 pounds that are starving. They have two pairs of socks. That's all. Oh, yes. Those terrorists. They're so what a threat.
And then the Democrats in your
what the fuck?
In your constituency are going to vote for you anyway.
Yeah, they
God
don't have a choice.
They put a Republican in.
They don't have a fucking choice.
So this is one of those where, I think
it's working out for everybody.
Expedient for them, yeah.
Except the refugees. But, everybody else, it works
out
pretty good.
Right, exactly.
Sit around and wait.
Politics.
They're running from fucking ISIS, you cunts. I mean, don't you have any empathy for that, you stupid assholes? Could you imagine you're running from ISIS?
There's a horrible meme running around that is just the you talk about apples and oranges and straw men and bad analogies.
Right.
It's a picture of a bowl of M&Ms. And it says, if there was a bowl of M&Ms and they told you only 10% is poisoned, would you still grab a handful and eat them?
Oh, my God. Yes, I surely would. I'd eat the whole bowl. I'm a stupid liberal.
Yeah, if we let 10,000 in and one maybe eventually becomes radicalized and turns on the United States.
Right. Because that's what liberals do. Their politics often causes acts of terror and bad shit.
It's crazy. It's just fucking craziness. It's
fucking George Bush. Doesn't this piss you off? Just thinking about this fucking Iraq war thing,
well,
all the lies.
Well, fuck the country. Fuck the fear.
Such a result of that bullshit.
The fearful ninnies in this country. It's really disgusting. And the ones who portend to have the biggest swinging cocks, they're the ones who want, let's give more money to the military. Let's go bomb everything.
You portend to have swinging cocks.
These are the ones that when it comes to some, you know, some 8-year-old Syrian kids are cowering in the corner and shivering and holding up their fingers in the shape of a cross saying, get away, get away.
They're children that don't have anything. God, could you imagine? None of these fucking fat cat white fucks can imagine.
And I saw a number that, what was that number? Was it like 750,000? It was a big number of refugees from those areas that we've, since 9/11, already let into this country. And they've said 0.0 of them have ended up on the watch list.
Shit. Well, geez, this is typical right-wing nut job bullshit.
Why? Because we help them. We let them, they're refugees. We welcome them
they
to
They wanted
our
to
country.
Come here. These people are fleeing fucking ISIS, dude. What if ISIS invaded Koreatown, you know, and then we had to run to, I don't know, somewhere to Mexico.
Oh, MacArthur Park. Farther, you mean.
Right. What if that, I mean, imagine the hell that would be. Oh, shit.
Well, man, bombs are flying.
Yeah.
And chemical weapons are getting dropped.
Right.
On you.
Oh, God, that sucks.
Because rich guys want your land and your oil.
Yeah, fuck them. This is ridiculous.
So, it says the House Dems. Yeah, there was 47 House Democrats. That
fucking assholes. You should have done the right thing just out of the.
Now, I'm sure there'll be
out of principle.
Here's why they're doing it. There was a poll.
Poll.
Gallup. I can't do it that fast. I can only do a slow walk.
Where are me coconuts? Remember that money?
You gotta go two coconuts. Time to get in the vine.
Oh, that's funny.
It's been proposed. The question.
Yes.
It has been proposed that the government permit 10,000 refugee children. Children.
Oh, wow.
Children from Germany to be brought into this country and taken care of in American homes. Do you favor this plan?
And what did they say?
67% said no.
Fuck you. Fuck them kids.
This was taken in 1939.
And
the refugee children were Juden.
Oh, wow. This is horrible.
And there's a story. Did you know? So we did this before. We did this before.
Not that long ago.
And you know why? What their excuse was for the Jews?
What?
Why the conservatives of this country didn't want to allow.
They thought they were spies or something?
Commies.
Oh my God!
Yeah, they're commies.
We haven't changed.
Spies.
We haven't changed any. What the fuck is wrong with us?
The 26% says yes. 67% said no to Jewish children fleeing.
God,
the Holocaust.
We have always sucked. You know, I don't. Are we getting better? What do you think? Do you think we're getting better? Are we just getting shittier and shittier? Are we just maintaining? I feel like we're just maintaining shittiness.
Yeah, sure. Boat people, remember that? There were people screaming that we didn't want the boat people. Cuban refugees, they didn't want to let in. I mean, it's just...
Those boat people. They're on boats, and they're what? People!
And they all pretend...
You fuck faces.
To be Christian.
Oh, yes.
They all pretend to be Christian.
They should, why don't you just go as a Christian for Halloween? It's about that real.
2014 question. What do you think is the right way for the federal government to deal with the thousands of Central American children? Who have illegally entered the United States.
Okay, let them in.
Do you think the children should be... A, treated as refugees fleeing a humanitarian crisis and allowed to stay in the U.S.?
Yes.
Or should they be treated as illegal immigrants and returned to their home countries as soon as possible?
Return.
Send the snot-nosed little brown motherfuckers back.
To ISIS?
No, this was in 2014. This was about the Central American kids.
Oh, okay. Well,
this is just last year. This was last year's people that were supposed to be terrified. This is last year's children were supposed to be terrified of.
You know what I think? I think somebody needs to get some Dickens novels together and
somebody needs some dick.
Somebody, you know what? Obviously, somebody needs some dick and they're just not getting it. They're not getting enough
and
dick.
Dickens.
Yes.
At the same time.
Make sure before you come to work, get a little dick and Dickens. Right. They need to read some Dickens. Get some Dickens. Don't they?
If you go Audible through our portal at crabdiving.com/audible, you can listen to Dickens while you're getting some dick at the same time. Download two free books and we get a little taste.
Right.
So the percentage in 2014 of that was polled here in the benevolent, wonderful, welcoming bosom of the United States.
Oh, yes. How nice.
I guess this is nice that 40% said that they're fleeing a humanitarian crisis and should be allowed to stay.
Oh, how nice.
45%,
Jesus
though,
Christ,
said they're illegal immigrants.
Fuck them.
Get them the fuck out of here.
Right. Send them back to ISIS.
That 10-year-old. Get him out. You know he's selling drugs and fucking white girls. Disgusting, embarrassing behavior by a significant portion of our fellow man in this country.
Xenophobes,
and,
man.
Yeah, and I don't think it's getting tinfoil hat land.
Yes,
to start going Godwin on a lot of this stuff. Because did you hear what, you know, Trump to me used to be amusing, and even I guess it's heinous that he was still amusing after what he said about the Mexican rapists and shit, but still he was still a clown. It was idiotic. It was moronic. Now the Donald, you know, he said, not only did he say the other day that we should think about closing mosques, right?
Oh my God.
We should think about that as a viable option.
He's a fascist.
Now the latest is, and if this isn't straight out of Deutschland.
Nine!
Circa, 1937, 38, 39.
Straight out of Deutschland.
Donald Trump was continually, again, today, being questioned about, this happened this morning, about the hysteria over these Syrian immigrants, which, you know, Ted Cruz, that just disgusting.
He is a twant.
Just horrific.
Barnacle. Loser. He's a real loser.
Is around saying, you know, we can't let anybody in, blah, blah, blah. And he's one of these ones that's like, well, you know, the Christians, however. We should allow in.
Yeah. He had to announce his candidacy for president for a captive audience, for people that had to be there or they would get in trouble.
Right. Liberty University.
University. Yeah. You're a shell.
Not. And by the way, who didn't do that and filled the place?
Right.
Bernie Sanders.
Wow.
When he went there and had his talk.
Is Bernie's the man? Feel the burn.
He said he
bitches.
Didn't want to do that. He said he did not want to have his talk at that time where they were fined to not go to this monthly assembly or whatever.
Bernie has some fucking integrity, you fucking assholes.
So Trump, not only did he not walk back his let's think about closing some mosques shit, but he also said in an interview with Yahoo News that, quote, we're going to have to do things we never did before.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Some people are going to be upset about it.
Okay.
But I think now everybody is feeling that security is going to rule.
Oh, shit. Dude. This is scary. Welcome to Blade Runner, bitches.
So I guess he was asked if he would rule out having special identifications.
Oh my God.
For Muslims.
Are you shitting me?
To which he responded that, well, we're going to have to do things we never did before.
Oh, my fucking God.
He's wow. also
a little Trumpler.
He's also said you're not going to rule out warrantless searching.
Okay. How?
Of mosques and of Muslim people's houses.
How is that legal? How will that be legal?
It doesn't matter. It's security. He's going to pass laws that suspend it. And there's a huge proportion of people who in this fucking evil country right now that would go for it.
Listen, America, I don't know what your problem is. If you're stupid, maybe you just trust me. People that aren't white are also people. Okay.
Oh, how dare you?
I think.
Tommy.
Right.
Faggot.
I'm sorry. Please.
Un-American.
Right. So stupid. God.
The Holocaust Center had to say the German government's policy of forcing Jews to wear identifying badges.
Oh, okay.
Was but one of the many psychological tactics aimed at isolating and dehumanizing the Jews of Europe directly by marking them as different, read inferior, to everybody else.
Dude,
it allowed for the easier facilitation of their separation from society and subsequent ghettoization, which then led to the deportation and murder
oh my
of
God.
Over 6 million Jews.
Trump is Hitler. Trump is Hitler.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yes.
He wants to put brown people, give them little badges.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Right. A little scimitar or something. A little yellow scimitar on your
But think
outfit.
About it. He's at the fucking adults table debating for president.
Well, yes.
This is so fucked up.
Not only that, but
what?
After the Paris attacks, there was a poll.
This just
in the wake of the Paris attacks and everything. That Trump, the Donald, has gone up in the polls.
What? After he said all those people
all
should have had guns
shit,
and all that stupid shit.
All his heinous shit he's been saying, with the exception of this, let's start marking the Muslims that he said today.
God damn it.
But that shit, the shit that he said over the weekend was probably taken into account.
Oh, yeah.
It says.
Oh, no.
That most of the polls released in the aftermath of the Paris attacks.
We got to get out of this
show
country.
That Donald Trump has gained. Well, oh, that's what shit. I said offline right before the show. I said, I'm feeling like a nutball.
Right.
But I'm starting to think like we need
to get
a golden parachute.
Fuck
we need an out of this country because
what's it going to be?
If Trump were to become president, it really is the start.
Right.
If he is allowed to do what he wants to do,
we got
to
go off grid.
And apparently a lot of people in this country are okay with what he wants to do. I'm getting a little fearful.
I think I'm getting a little fearful of
what's going to happen to this country.
I think we have to move this operation into an undisclosed location in the desert. Hmm. And I don't even live in the desert. I just think
Europe.
Europe.
What the fuck's wrong with you? Canada. We don't have to go far.
I don't want to live in Canada. Fuck that. It's cold. Fuck
okay,
you.
Well,
no fucking
Costa Rica
rain.
Or
yeah, that's fine.
Any of the South American?
No. Someone told me if you live in Costa Rica, you need a sidearm because it's dangerous.
Come on.
Is that true? I always thought Costa Rica was not like that.
Well, I don't think it's any more dangerous than
listen,
any other
you area. You get fucking kidnapped in South America all
no, you do not.
Bullshit.
You do not.
Bullshit.
Some places maybe.
You never
but
saw
there are some countries that are they're like if you look at some of the top places for Americans
right
to retire if you want to go abroad.
Cartagena. Cartagena. That's where that's where Joan Wilder was abducted and she was rescued by
exactly
what's his face.
And look what happened to her.
Joan Wilder.
But it's Costa Rica. It's
right.
It's Central American countries right. and things like that that are great places. You know why? You know one of the reasons?
Right.
Because it's affordable to live and free good health care
for right.
old people. So if you're older and you, I don't know, require more health care because you're fucking old.
Yeah.
Then you go to these countries and you don't have to worry about Republicans cutting off your Medicaid.
Yeah, because these Medicare. People are, you know, they have humanity and shit.
So some of these, and you can live quite well on a small amount of pension.
Right. And they also,
and your Social Security check. Oh, yeah. You still get your Social Security if you move.
And they also have what in South America, in Cartagena? El Corazon.
The heart?
Remember, that's what Michael Douglas was after.
Oh, that was the
big
that,
jewel
yeah.
that the alligator ate.
Yes.
God, do you remember Danny DeVito in that?
Oh, great.
That was so
a great movie.
Fucking funny. Oh, yeah.
Second great one, movie. Not as great. First one was amazing.
No. Oh, there's a great story behind the second one. I read some book about what happened with that. Like, no one wanted to direct it, and no one wanted to do it.
The first one's Romancing the Stone.
And the second one is...
Humping the Rock.
Jewel of the Nile.
Fucking the... Oh, okay.
That's some horrible story about how the script got all fucked up.
I can imagine.
Big piece of shit.
Probably too many cooks in the broth, right?
Do you remember this song? This is the worst song ever, too. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going.
Was that from...
When the going gets rough.
Was that from Jewel in the Nile?
Hell yeah, man. You don't remember that dumbass music video that Danny DeVito did when he plays the saxophone? Do you remember that? All the characters are in that music video in the movie, and it's so fucking cheesy. They're all like dancing around with who's it, Billy Ocean? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it's Billy Ocean, man.
So there you go. Trump rising,
right.
By the way.
Wonderful.
In the wake of the attacks.
Well, where will the resistance meet this week? I feel like we got to go underground.
It's scary. Just terrifying.
We're going to have to move to the dark web.
I mean, I'm just hoping that there's still no chance in hell that he would win in the general election. You know what I mean? I mean, frightening and terrifying enough that enough people in this country think he should be the fucking nominee, but... I do like to think that hopefully he wouldn't end up beating Hillary or Bernie.
No.
Lord, I don't believe in you, but
shit, man.
Goddamn.
I don't know. You know, I almost think, I don't know. This scares me. See, my favorite, he's not really, I was going to say up and coming politician, but he's a fucking senator. But the guy I want to run for president, no one is even talking about him. And nobody gives a shit. Cory Booker. That's who.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I want Cory Booker to be fucking president.
He's kind of stealthing it. He's,
yeah. What about him? Why does nobody give a shit about having him run for president?
Well, I mean, he might be a vice president.
Yeah.
That might be a good choice as a vice presidential.
All those stories about him saving people.
Yeah.
When he was the mayor, like running around, you know,
and
like Superman.
I mean, I don't know. I guess. This is good. He works with the other side. He worked with Rand Paul pretty extensively.
Oh,
on,
shit.
One of the few issues that Rand Paul's right about, which is our horrible criminal justice system and massive reform that's required.
Right.
And they've been trying to get rid of, like, you know, mandatory minimum sentencing and that stupid three strikes you're out thing.
Yeah, and the only reason it's three is because it's baseball, right? I mean, we're just conditioned
really?
From baseball.
When you think about it,
three
yeah.
strikes you're fucking out. Why isn't it four? Why not right. five? It's loony. It's loony that it's three strikes you're out. I don't know why people aren't screaming about this all the time.
And that third strike,
baseball.
That's third strike could be a half an ounce of weed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, depending on what shit state you're in.
Yeah.
See, you know.
Life.
Oh, fuck me.
Life.
Man. See, imagine living somewhere where marijuana is just not a thing.
Oh, well, that's not
that's fucking nuts.
Anymore. Yeah.
I mean, that is nuts.
It's just not an option.
I guess in Chicago now, you can get, it's just a ticket. You won't go to jail.
Oh, really? But still, you've got to deal with
fucking
the whole drug
dumb.
Dealer situation.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the main reasons it's convenient.
Oh, yeah.
To get. The hell, you know, go to a store,
you know, and do
go
you
out of the corner.
Do you drug dealers out there that might give your old, you know, clientele shit about, you know, selling out, going with the dispensaries?
You got transition.
Yeah, I mean, you're like the taxi drivers bitching at the Lyft people. Like, you should have been better at your job.
Right.
I'm sorry. You should have been better at your fucking job. And you come when you say you're going to show the fuck up. You're not like the fucking And then, oh, it's such assholes.
Maybe you shouldn't have started a horse-drawn carriage business after they invented the car.
Yes,
when
dummies.
Ford was cranking out cars.
But I mean, no customer service from drug dealers. None. I mean, I've heard. It's horrible.
Exactly. Unreliable.
Yeah. Fuck that. Too bad.
There's a, just to add to the just pile of vomitous, xenophobic dung.
Bucky.
That is quivering in this country.
Yeah, shit.
Like some sick jelly shit, you know, the pussy jelly that attaches to it when you're sick.
This is the worst kind of jelly to get.
This is a mayor, David Bowers.
Hello, David.
I spit his name. I shit his name.
Oh, wow.
From the city of Roanoke, Virginia.
Hey, what?
And listen to how he opens. He put out a statement.
Oh, shit.
Listen to how he opens this on official letterhead.
Okay.
City of Roanoke, Office of the Mayor. Statement of Mayor David A. Bowers. November 18th, 2015.
Jeez.
Roanoke is a welcoming city.
Oh, okay.
And America is the melting pot of the world.
As long as you're white.
Right and successful, we have been at both.
Oh.
Uh-oh. However.
This is going to be a good one.
However.
Yes.
Since the recent terrorist bombing of the Russian airliner, the attacks in Paris, and now with the murderous threats to our nation's capital.
My God.
I am convinced that it is presently imprudent to assist in the relocation of Syrian refugees to our part of Virginia.
Good fucking God, you xenophobic racist fucks. Good Lord, they're children.
Thus, today I'm requesting that all Roanoke Valley governments and non-governmental agencies suspend and delay any further Syrian refugee assistance.
I mean, you know, this is even laughable. This hypocrisy is, I don't even understand how anybody stomachs this.
Here's where it gets more terrifying.
This is Jesus shit. What would Jesus do, you fuck?
But then again, this is, here's creepy World War II fascist-y
good
shit.
Fucking God.
I am reminded,
yeah,
he says, that President Franklin D. Roosevelt felt compelled to sequester Japanese foreign nationals after the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Oh, God.
And it appears that the threat of harm to America from ISIS is now just as real and as serious as that threat from our enemies then.
Okay.
So he is not only...
It's all the brown people.
He's justifying what we did to the Japanese and... World War II, the horrible internment camps.
Who is this?
Which is a profound embarrassment, a stain upon the Constitution.
Who the fuck
the
wrote
flag.
This? Who
the David A. Bowers, mayor of Roanoke.
My God. He's the mayor of Roanoke? Mm-hmm. You know, my youngest brother was born there.
There you go.
Jeez. What a profound shithead. Good God. He got elected. How disgusting, man.
I further want to assure... Now, here's where you, twist the panties a little bit more, set a little fire underneath the tighty-whities, scare them. I further want to assure our citizens that Roanoke's law enforcement and public safety and agencies are and will be prepared to the best of their ability to assure our citizens that everything is and will be done to protect Roanokers
Roanokeans
from harm.
Oh, fuck off.
And danger.
Fuck off.
From this present scourge upon the earth.
There's a 90-pound person over there starving. They just got... I don't even know what to say to this. This is just fucking ridiculous. They understand that these people were in Syria and ISIS is chasing them around and fucking with them and all this shit. They're running for their fucking lives.
Nope. From their mouth to their butthole, they're stuffed with C4. Every single one of them.
God, these people
is a time bomb.
Simply need help. That's all. It's so stupid.
This is the end.
Dickheads.
In this regard of the official statement, by the way, of the mayor of Roanoke, Virginia. In this regard, at least for a while into the future, it seems to me to be better safe than sorry.
Oh, yes. What a tremendous asshole.
Sincerely.
What would Jesus do? What the fuck would fucking Jesus do? Please explain that to me.
Well, and he fucked up because he also says that the Japanese, that it's Japanese foreign nationals that were sequestered.
Right.
It was Japanese American citizens also that were rounded up and thrown. Citizens, not Japanese nationals. Right. Citizens of the United States
this
of
is
America
bonkers.
That were of Japanese descent were rounded up and thrown into prison camps.
This is the mayor of a... Roanoke is a major motherfucking city.
Mm-hmm.
A major motherfucking city. This is crazy.
And really, how evil? How evil are all of these fuckers...
Oh, my God.
Just for political gain, just to fire up the moronic, terrified, Bible-clutching... Homo hating base.
God, these people are getting slaughtered in the hills in Syria by ISIS, and they're
bombs. They're chopping their heads off if they're the wrong kind of Muslim. It's not even. They've killed 20 times more Muslims. I think more than that than they have any other type of person.
And if we're worried about fucking terrorists, leave these Muslims alone. Let's go get these white every crazy white fucker that lives in a cabin. In the middle of the woods somewhere, please, let's go round. Why don't we just round every white guy that lives in a cabin up? Maybe that'll be safe.
Yeah.
Maybe make it safer.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I think we should put cameras in every house. If you, what have you got to be afraid of? If you're not doing anything wrong, what do you care if there's a camera in your house?
God.
It's Orwell.
Oh, totally. And you know...
And they say the lefties are the ones doing this. This is what I don't understand, is there's these morons... that post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Some of the trolls are like, oh, well, you leftists want to, you know, enslave everyone into communism and fascism. When they say leftist and fascist, I don't get that one because
I don't get it at all.
Fascism is one definition is the marriage of corporatocracy with the government.
Yeah. By the way, yes, yes. Please go on facebook.com/crabdiving. Pat put this picture for yesterday's show. That Ben Stein picture is the funniest.
What he said was heinous. And
but it's a look
I
on
mean,
his
you know,
face.
I was thinking about that some more. As I was putting Ben Stein's face crawling out of the cow's asshole.
Oh, I love that cow, too. See, that cow seems like he even likes Ben Stein.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on there.
But think about how evil that statement was by Ben Stein when he said that
tremendous
I don't know
asshole.
Why Obama hates America. The first thing he said was maybe it's because he's half black. Well, what does that mean? So that
know.
Tells you that black people, by definition,
hate America.
Listen to the shit. These old evil white men are spinning on TV.
They're saying it like it's true.
Right. Because it's half black.
Oh, yeah.
Well, obviously. Black people hate America.
I mean, it's like they exist in Mad Men. They really do. It's like they should be having a highball in their office every day at noon.
Meanwhile, there was another poll.
Poll.
Public policy polling. Quite alliterative.
Oh, yes. Nice work, guys.
Get this. Republican primary voters.
Oh, God. Boy.
27%.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is bad.
You think, it's only 27%. Okay. But when you find out what it is, it's
shit.
27% is a terrifying number. It's almost a third. Of Republican primary voters support the idea of shutting down all the mosques in the United States.
Oh, no.
Shut them all down.
Oh, shit. It really is. No, it's Nazi Germany.
Right.
Hey, welcome to the sound of fucking music, guys. This is fucking nuts. Who would... honestly, that's ridiculous. You can't do that. You just can't fucking do that.
Nazi Germany in the first movie you think of just the sound of music.
That's what they were doing. The Von Trapp family. They were fleeing the Nazis. They went into the mountains.
The beautiful persecuted white people. The poor persecuted rich white people. With their perfect white blonde-haired blue-eyed children.
We have to save these good-looking white people. Send them to a magical mansion in the beautiful Swiss Alps.
Bavaria, yeah,
Who is the guy? Who is the guy? The host? What was his name?
Von Trapp.
Von Trapp.
That's the family, right? Yeah, the family. Yeah.
It was a great movie. I love that movie.
God. So
is that I am 16 going on 17? No, that's Meet Me in St. Louis, isn't it? Or no, I am 16 going on 17. You know that song?
Yeah, I don't remember what.
No.
What
music? No, that is Sound of Music. I know. I'm right.
That was the oldest blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl.
Yeah.
So yeah, 27% of our fellow country humans, well, I don't want to call them human because there's something wrong with them.
They're slea stacks.
Want to shut down all the mosques in the U.S.
Right. Assholes.
At least there's 38% of them who say they're opposed to that idea. That may be a little far.
Now, listen. Oh, man.
35% are unsure. Well,
what the fuck?
Maybe.
Maybe we don't need to shut them all down. Maybe we should just burn them.
Now, this is interesting. When you start splitting it by candidate,
okay,
by Republican ninny candidate, it becomes far more terrifying.
Oh, shit.
Of the highest percentage of those who think that we should shut down all of the U.S. mosques,
right?
Which candidate do you think people who say, I'm going to vote for this guy,
right?
Which one do you think has the highest percentage of Republican voters?
A Republican?
Yeah. Which one? No, I mean, which one of the candidates?
Oh, God.
Who has the highest percentage
Rubio?
Of people that think we should kick all?
Oh, it's Ted Cruz.
Close all the ding, 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 ding. Ted Cruz supporters, 41% of those who identify as Ted Cruz supporters and that are going to vote in the election, primary voters, say close all the mosques.
Right. Well, my God, I mean, didn't Rubio say something horrible like that about immigration or something really xenophobic?
He's backtracked on his own immigration bullshit. 37% for Trump.
Oh.
So Cruz supporters, more heinous than Trump supporters.
God, that's amazing.
When it comes to shutting down all the mosques. How could you even remotely consider
that? Well, that's your representative from Texas, you know? That's... Wow, it's like the Republicans, they want to pick their leader from the worst. And they're picking from the worst.
Now, only 12% of Bush supporters think we should close all the mosques. 25% of Rubio, terrifying.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough,
right,
Ben Carson's supporters.
They're asleep. Wake up.
You would think it would be high. It's only 17%.
Oh, shit. What's going on with that?
I don't know. I mean, only it's still heinous.
I mean, I really honestly
1% or one person that thinks in this country that we should close all the mosques is a national embarrassment.
Yeah. But dude, imagine meeting someone and be like, who are you voting for? And they're like, Ben Carson. There's no way you wouldn't be. I can't think of one person I know that I wouldn't be like, why? Why? Are you okay? This one guy, I told you, we know this guy. He's voting for Ben Carson. That's who he likes. We know him. We don't say his name, but he's stupid as fuck.
You have to remind me offline. Yeah.
He's a dipshit. I was doing a comedy show with this guy. We were waiting to go on, and we were just talking about shit. He was like, I actually could see myself voting for Ben Carson.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, shit, dude. I, you know.
What a wonderful country.
God.
We're in right now. It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's an international embarrassment. I was outraged when... They were trying to demonize those South American kids last year. And this
sucks.
This is just as horrific as
it's ridiculous.
The country. What happened to the country?
I mean, that really is that is the bare motherfucking minimum, you fucking Christians.
Right.
You're supposed to. I mean, there wasn't any
room. American exceptionalism.
I mean, they're not taking in sick children. We're not going to go help sick fucking children. You remember that part of the Bible where Jesus said no to all the sick kids?
Exactly. Like, hey, right.
Go
pay up first,
out.
You taker.
Yeah, taker. Oh, it's gross.
So, yeah, and then put on a badge so we know you're a Muslim.
Oh, God, that's wacko. That's totally fucking crazy. Right? I mean, that should just make everybody, oh, come on, that's a joke. That's a fucking joke.
He's, quote, we're going to have to do things we never did before.
Oh, man.
Some people are going to be upset about it, but I think that now everybody is feeling that security is going to rule.
He really is.
Paris had their 9/11, and right now there's all the liberals in Paris are screaming like we screamed after 9/11 when George Bush was ripping up the Constitution.
It's like your racist, crazy uncle at Thanksgiving is about to be fucking president. That's what it's like.
Right.
It's crazy.
And suddenly half the family agrees with him.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Instead of pointing and laughing at the crazy uncle who has to sit at the kids' table.
Yeah. We're like,
suddenly he's deciding what's for dessert.
Right. Doesn't sound half bad to me. Right. I don't want all those fucking Syrian kids gunking up the works. Jesus Christ, you assholes. They're children.
What a horrible times we live in right now. I mean, now listen to this. This is terrifying.
Yes.
Nothing less than terrifying. This is in, again, I don't know what's going on with Virginia. Isn't Washington, D.C. kind of near there?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck.
It is connected.
But holy fuck, how long? How many miles outside of D.C. does it turn into Deliverance?
Well,
it sounds like.
I lived in Virginia, in the Allegheny Mountains.
I thought you lived in West Virginia.
No.
Oh Virginia?
Fuck you.
No,
you
no,
thought
I really
lived
thought
in,
you
thought
were,
I'm.
I thought you were briefly in West Virginia.
No.
Listen. Well, Virginia ain't exactly the shining mountain on the hill.
West Virginia. Like. Okay, let's play this. I'll name a state and you name one worse. I go first. West Virginia.
Mississippi.
No. Oh, you're out of your mind. Mississippi has a coast.
That's sullied with oil.
No, you can't see it. No,
you got fucking shrimp with nine heads.
No, really, West Virginia's, you know.
I can imagine it's pretty heinous.
I mean,
coal country, right?
Oh,
I
yeah.
I mean,
and it's rednecks.
Mountain shearing, strip mining.
I hate to sound like an asshole, but there's a lot of rednecks there. And maybe that's your thing. Maybe I'm a big dickhead. Maybe West Virginia's lovely. What do I know? I'm sorry.
This is Virginia.
Fuck you. I live there.
And you know where this is going to go.
Very rednecky.
This is Fredericksburg.
What? I don't know where that is.
Listen to how this news story starts. A routine meeting about plans to build a mosque.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
That's all we have to say.
Fucker.
That's all we have to say.
God damn it.
To immediately fire up the outrage because you know it's going to happen.
I'll bring a bunch of terrorists into my town.
A civil engineer.
Fuck you.
An American citizen.
What?
And a member of the Islamic Center of Fredericksburg.
Burn in hell!
Was discussing plans for a new worship center. Spotsylvania County in Virginia? Spotsylvania? Seriously?
I need you to take this fork and stab me in the fucking eye until I stop breathing.
Wait, there's seriously a Spotsylvania County?
Come look on. Look it up. What's it? Spotsylvania.
Spotsylvania County is a county in the U.S. state of Virginia.
Fuck you, boy.
130,000 people.
Oh, it's a big city. Yeah, kind of. That's a shit, all right. We got a Walmart.
Wow, northern part of Virginia.
How much is a two-bedroom? Go on Craigslist in Spotsylvania. How much is a two-bedroom apartment?
It is considered part of the Washington, Arlington, Alexandria metropolitan area. So it's
shit.
Close to D.C.
Oh, they're probably fancier than we are. Fuck everyone.
Spotsylvania.
Weird.
Fascinating.
Who would name anything that? That's stupid. Spotsylvania.
It sounds like Cunsylvania should be the name
of
it.
Oh, yes.
Because the Muslim community owns some property already.
What?
In probably lovely Spotsylvania County.
Oh, God.
And they're just having what's supposed to be just this regular meeting about, yeah, we're going to build this and we're going to okay it, blah, 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 blah. So, but at one point, at least two men, allow me to describe them, big, stupid, and white.
Hey, fuck you, hippie.
They stood up and started screaming.
Oh, God.
At these people.
How embarrassing.
One guy, I've got a moment of it that you can hear. Here's 25 seconds of this guy.
Douche.
You might be able to hear this guy yelling.
This guy is a fucking douchebag.
At a civil engineer who's trying to give a presentation saying, hey, look, we're just going to build this new mosque on our own property.
Fuck this guy.
This is proud America. Oh, beautiful for facious, spacious facials. Fucking skies. So fucking embarrassing. This is from the Spotsylvania.
Yeah. Spotsylvania.
Spotsylvania County.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
This is from WUSA.
Hey, oh my God. Puke.
Don't you think it's out of D.C. though?
Maybe? Right. USA, boy. Fuck you.
Here's a little bit of the comments that were from the meeting, which is taking a little moment.
You are terrorists. Every one of you are terrorists. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. You can smile at me. You can say whatever you want. But every Muslim is a terrorist.
In case you couldn't hear that, this guy, every one of you are terrorists.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Care what you say. Every Muslim is a terrorist. He's this big, giant guy. He looks like a biker.
Right.
Pointing his finger at this guy. But the scary part is, do you hear...
yeah. Oh, it's terrifying.
Do you hear these other assholes?
That's the scariest part. The people clapping and cheering for him.
And he's... The poor Mr. Shalabi, Samer Shalabi...
I'm sorry.
A civil engineer, is standing there in... He's not wearing a whatever the Muslim men wear. What do they call that?
He's wearing a hijab.
He looks like he bought his shit at...
Right. Does he have a sword? Is he carrying a sword?
Right.
A spear?
No, he's wearing like a cargo vest.
What kind of...
He's an engineer. He's wearing a
what
fucking...
kind of vest? A suicide vest?
Right. It's so embarrassing.
And we suck.
He's wearing a button-down shirt and a jacket. Yes. I mean...
a suit.
And then when the man says, he says, every Muslim is a terrorist, Mr. Shalabi starts to say something and he points at him. He goes, shut your mouth.
Oh my God.
I don't want to hear your mouth.
Oh, fuck off, white dude.
Here's a little more of it. Then the man walks away. Now you do hear when he says shut your mouth, now even some of the white people are like, oh.
Oh wow.
Well, that Shit. Might be.
Well, listen now you went too far.
This guy should be in jail.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry.
He's
big,
scary.
Well, you know, he shouldn't be in jail. But freedom of speech, blah blah blah. Yeah. But
I'd pick him up in a little black van.
But he should be watched.
Oh,
if they want to watch the Muslims,
scary.
We want to watch this guy.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, that guy, someone should check up on that freak of nature.
Right.
And listen, for everybody's sake.
And this is a guy who will, look at this. Have you seen the screen cap for this guy? They've got a shot of him from behind. Look at him. He's a monster. He's a giant, bald, older white, not older.
Yeah.
You know,
listen,
gentleman.
I'm concerned about him being a threat to the Muslim community. But listen, fuck that. He's a threat to my community. I'm scared of that guy. Right? That guy's a threat to everybody.
Mr. Shalabi was interviewed afterwards. He said it felt like...
He needs protection or something. I mean, that guy is scary.
There was another
fuck.
Man there who was wearing an American flag hat, was yelling and pointing at Shalabi. He was holding a poster board. He was shouting, "This is evil. This is evil."
Oh, my God.
Mr. Shalabi then said it was almost a mob type thing. The Muslim community has been in the same location for 30 years.
So what is the fucking problem? They just want to put a mosque up on property they own.
One of the other Muslims at the meeting said, "It's so sad. People are so ignorant. I understand the fear. All of us have fear." including the Muslims, because the people who did what they did are not Muslims.
Right. But
liar, liar.
Oh, this is all about them just not being white. That's all this is. It's so fucking dumb.
Salim Abdallah says, this is why our grandparents came here, to avoid religious persecution.
Oh, shit.
And
hey,
this is exactly what you're doing to us, she said.
Yeah,
to the
I'm
white
sorry
people.
For her. That sucks. I'm sorry.
Listen to this. A sheriff's deputy was forced to end the meeting early because of these assholes.
Because of the scary motherfucking white people. Dude, these white supremacist types, that's what this guy is, right? I mean, it's clearly a bunch of, he's probably part of some fucking creepy,
right?
I don't know, militant, shaved head Nazi looking creepos.
They're continuing with their plans
so
to build
scary.
The mosque. I'd be afraid.
Oh,
and that's the sad part, is these people now, it says that people in the Muslim community in the area who've been there for 30 fucking years are far more American than this white motherfucker.
Yeah, that guy's a dick.
Screaming at them, by the way.
Shaved head.
Talk about un-American.
Right. You're a cock.
He says they're fearful to practice their religion now.
Oh, yeah, really?
And the parents are afraid to send their kids to Sunday school.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
Because they're afraid of some white asshole blowing up their Sunday school.
Yeah.
Which isn't out of the realm of possibilities, given all the rhetoric.
Right.
The top candidates for fucking president of the United States on the GOP side are all saying heinous shit. Don't let them in. Don't let the Syrians
in.
It's
hate speak. You know, it just is. It incites all the idiots to have these crazy fucking thoughts.
What an absolute.
It spreads. It, you know what I mean? When our leaders are saying this.
Yeah.
So fucked up.
Absolutely terrifying. What's going on? Ben Carson compared Syrian refugees to, quote, a rabid dog running around your neighborhood.
Oh, right. Oh, that's nice.
He said something like, if there's a rabid dog running around your neighborhood, you pull your children in to keep them safe and everything, but you don't hate all dogs.
Has Ben Carson, does he? Oh, my God.
Well, right. You don't hate all dogs. We also don't purge every dog from the country.
Yes. And the other thing is, no, they aren't. In this case, they aren't dogs.
And we also,
they're people,
keep taking in the rescue dogs.
Yes.
That aren't rabid.
Right.
That have been screened for rabies.
Right.
It's, Ben Carson.
These are people. We're talking about people that are, you know.
But okay. Now, we also have a. I thought I put in another new drop.
Oh, shit. Oh, I love it. I love the new drops. Can you play some more? Could you play the Glenn Beck's again, please? I'm so sorry.
1 second.
But now it's the first day. We get to do that. Let's hear him again.
1 second.
Media rape.
I do have. Here we go. I do have.
Media rape.
I do have some more.
Oh, awesome.
Here we go. Just got it. It's this guy, ladies and gentlemen.
Kissing cousin. Hey, hey.
Oh, there's shit. Nothing.
I mean, I don't know. I think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
I put him in the wrong
place. Now, Pat Robertson should be for the Syrian refugees coming to America. I mean, he's a man of God, right? That's in the Bible that he reads all the fucking time. He's shoving up your ass. Like, take care of the people that are poor and all the sick fuckers.
Gassy as balls.
Oh my God, what is wrong with him?
I don't remember what that was about.
Gassy balls?
I just remember.
His gassiest balls.
Gassiest balls.
Oh my God.
I don't really
There's
don't.
One thing to want to persuade somebody to believe like you do. That's what Christianity is about. To bring them gospel message, say this is good news, and we'd like you to accept it.
No, I didn't edit that one. This is gay terrorists.
If the gays want to go out and do their gay sex, that's one thing, but if they if the gays want to go out and do their gay sex, that's one thing. But if they want to force you to accept it and solemnify it by marriage, that's a different matter. And
oh shit, man! Could you imagine? Listen, these gay guys—they will make you accept their sex,
solemnify.
And you must accept it through solemnification.
Accept it.
Some serious. Man, this gay sex thing is going to be pretty serious, guys.
Well, Pat Robertson is ringing in.
You must be shitting me.
On what would Jesus do in regards to these poor...
He would force them into gay sex.
Poor refugees that are fleeing war and starvation and famine and evil and gas and war and shit. Here's Pat Robertson sitting there with his co-hostess with the mostest, Terry Musen. Oh, my.
Nine.
Here we go. In a moment.
Viewers. This is Heather, who says, with the horrible ongoing ISIS attacks, I was wondering what you think Jesus would say about letting Syrian refugees into America.
Okay, thank you. Finally, someone is asking the question. Great. I'm looking forward to this. Now, we're finally going to get this cleared up for me, right? Will this explain it for me?
Oh, well, keep listening, Ryan.
Is it more important to protect our country from evil or to try to reach out and save those who do not know him?
No, him, by the way, with a capital, evil. With a capital H.
Evil.
Yes.
These are children.
Yes.
This is unfucking real.
Is it more important to protect our country from evil or to try to reach out and save those who do not know him? You know, whoever, Heather, this asshole who wrote this letter, apparently is more concerned about the fact that they haven't been saved and brought to Jesus than the fact that, you know, the chemical burns and the starvation and the fear and the PTSD and the et cetera.
Do they think these Syrian kids are going to get over here and they're going to be murdering and killing people like fucking zombies?
It's the same thing with the South American kids, right? They're all carrying diseases.
Oh, yes.
They're raping your beautiful white daughters.
They're so dangerous.
Country from evil or to try to reach out and save those who do not know him.
Oh. By nature, I am compassionate. And if I see a family that is fleeing oppression, I would say, let's put our arms around them and help them. That's
I'm sensing a...
Oh, there's a tremendous...
However...
Oh, there's a tremendous...
Let's put our arms around them and help them. That's my own personal... But from a policy standpoint, the truth is, these evil people have infiltrated the refugee hordes and...
Come on.
These evil
people
have infiltrated the refugee horde.
Is he in Game of Thrones? Is he in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I think he is.
Like one of them up in Paris was a man who had come in
which is, by the way, I believe this has been debunked. This is the fake passport story.
Macedonian Carter up into Europe. And he was, I guess, Syrian. I don't know what he was, but nevertheless, he was one of those refugees, and he brought mayhem. So I do think a country.
He was one of, which I don't think is true.
Mayhem.
I think that's that fake passport.
Right.
They're all homegrown. They're all French. Many of them were born there.
Oh yes,
couple of them were born in fucking France to expat parents, but nonetheless, the one guy, Mahmoud Abu Boo 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 Da La La, the guy who got killed, which is probably, we didn't even do the headline at the HuffPo.
Oh, shit.
The HuffPo, we did. But the mastermind, although Lawrence O'Donnell last night chastised all of us in America
for saying that
and the media for calling him a mastermind. Well, don't call him a mastermind.
Why? Because
it makes him sound like a brilliant genius.
No, and I'm the only brilliant genius. That's why Lawrence O'Donnell doesn't want you calling him the mastermind. I'm the mastermind, everybody.
You think he's got a suit, like a latex suit somewhere. tries on every once in a while. America.
How much fun would it be to be in the Lawrence O'Donnell posse? And you just get to sit there. You sit there and you shut the fuck up and you listen to him. Just
pontificate.
Oh, no, just rip on everyone he knows. Oh, I met Bruce Willis. Let me tell you a little thing about Bruce Willis. He's stupid. Right. Everyone's stupid.
Bad breath.
No, I think everyone's stupid in Lawrence O'Donnell's world. Don't you think so? Yeah, everyone's a fucking idiot. How come there haven't been any outtakes from the Lawrence O'Donnell's?
Surely.
Yeah, but he has to have said some shitty things to somebody along the way. I mean. You know, he seems like a nice guy, but he could lose it, right?
He just gets like condescending. Man.
Yeah.
You know, he gets that irritating kind of.
It's so great.
Nevertheless, he was one of those refugees and he brought mayhem. So I do think a country's got to be vigilant. But my heart, you asked me, my heart is to help the poor. If I.
But fortunately, my heart isn't running the country, so fuck those little brown kids.
That's like when you ask someone, just like, listen, why did you break up? Oh, it's complicated. It's complicated. Listen, refugees.
It's not.
Listen, refugees.
Sometimes they cheated on me. Sometimes.
Listen, refugees. It's complicated. You wouldn't understand. We can't feed you.
So a family that's fleeing the oppression and the war in Syria, I would open my heart and say, let's take them in. But policymakers may disagree.
So it sounds like Pat says let them in.
Yeah.
Even though the policymakers.
No, it sounds like he's saying let's not let them in because, I mean, that's what we should do, but we can't.
He says policymakers may disagree, though.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this is Richard who says, is it wrong to say?
Oh, wait.
Oh, God.
You got the whole segment here. Here's awesome. Listen to this next question.
Hey, this is Richard who says, is it wrong to say, holy smokes? I hope.
No, Terry's laughing.
Oh, my God.
Pat's ciphering. You should see his face. He's like, I don't know. Is it bad to say holy smokes?
What? They're fucking with them. Who would have?
They go from should we take in refugees fleeing from heinous war conditions to
we got to send him one. We got to send one and say, hey, Pat, is it wrong to give somebody a Cleveland steamer or something?
Is it wrong to say holy smokes? I hope not.
the Brits say. It's a bloody well
cunt.
Oh no!
Please say cunt.
He's going to say the fanny thing
or fags.
Oh yeah,
for cigarettes.
Oh,
so it's I bloody well do this or I.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be a bad word.
It is the blood of Christ. That's what.
Really?
Yes, that's
Come
what
on.
It means.
Come on! What? Oh, we got to get a crab diving research on this one.
Oh, my fucking God. No, you don't need to do any research. That makes perfect sense to me.
And we have many things, and, you know, holy smokes is just one way of talking. But gosh, golly, and these other things all come out of God. So, you know, it's really tough because in our slang and in our patois, if I could use that term, we have all these terms. We don't realize the significance of it. I think we better be careful. We don't.
Patois.
This is Christine who says
there's a whole bunch of these
patois on this.
Video.
Let's see more of them. Patois.
In our patois.
God, what is up with him?
It's amazing. It's quite amazing.
I mean, listen to these two idiots trying to, is it okay to say holy smokes? Oh, I don't know. Maybe you'll burn in hell. Maybe you weren't. Oh, it's such a complicated, that's a complicated one. What a bunch of simpleton assholes. That's a good one.
You think that's bad?
Oh, yes. That's the worst.
Think they might look down on
that's them? The worst one.
Do you want to hear what the next question is?
Oh, yeah. It'll be good.
No doubt that ISIS must be stopped, but we went into Iraq with shock and awe and left it a breeding ground for ISIS. How can we know that doing the same thing with ISIS won't make martyrs and raise up an even deadlier terrorist organization? Oh. Good question.
Here we go. Foreign policy from Pat. But
it's a reasonable question.
That's blaming George Bush.
Right. Interesting.
You know, there's an old saying that used to be quoted, don't strike the king unless you kill him.
Yeah.
And you strike somebody as powerful, and they'll come back to try to hurt you unless he's put out of the way. We struck Iraq.
Oh, now he's going to blame Obama.
Sure. We struck it wrong. It was incredibly botched. We put a guy named Bremner in there who didn't know what he was doing. He mishandled the Iraqi army. And you've got the Sunni-Shia conflict going on. I think this ISIS thing is totally different.
Now, is that music? Wouldn't you put the should we say holy smoke segment at the end so that happy music rolls in on that and not on how do we save the Middle East from turning into World War III? And all of a sudden the happy let's go to commercial music.
I don't know.
Fires
I
up?
Really don't know. I don't know. What do you think
it's
people,
poor segment producing.
Well, let me ask you something. What do you think it's like the grips and all these guys on the 700 Club? I mean, they have to have a whole crew.
Sure.
It's an operation.
It's a big deal.
What are they like, though? Do you think they... Do you think you have to be a
you
believer?
You know, you can get weed from the sound, man. I think that's universal.
I don't know, dude.
Even at the 700 Club.
Shit.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Terry's got the weed.
Wait, would you want a sativa or
Terry,
an indica?
I bet Terry doesn't have the weed, but Terry's like, oh, you know, this so-and-so guy has extra Xanaxes.
Exactly.
I think people should be put away for that weed. Do you have an extra Xanax?
It would be fun. How great would it be if those busted, like, there's some horrible, like, pharmaceutical illegal drug ring out of the 700 Club?
Or they're selling big buckets full of pills from Jim Baker.
Oh, right. For the apocalypse. Right.
And you've got the Sunni Shia conflict going on. I think this ISIS thing is totally different from that, because what's happened is the Sunnis were being oppressed by the Shias, and the Shias were trying to gain ascendancy and so forth. But it's not the same thing exactly.
Thank you for that.
What's
insight.
Going on in the background?
He said nothing, by the way. The Sunni and the Shia, right. It's complicated. And,
are there background dancers behind him with his music? That sounds
interpretive
insane.
Dance in the background.
The music is nuts. Like, wrap it up, Pat. He's like going into the Sunni and Shia.
They're dancing
shit.
Out
like,
the embodiment of the Sunni and Shia
he's
conflict.
Like, while I'm getting played out, I'm going to explain to you the history of Iraq.
God.
In 16 bars.
Amazing.
It's the best.
We can get to, I guess we can get out of refugee land, but there's so many more. I mean, there's so many more.
Does every right-wing nut job just have something shitty to say?
Everybody.
What does Brian Fisher say? Something shitty. Doesn't matter.
Steve King called the letting in the refugees cultural suicide.
Ah, that's the best. Oh, wait. Oh, I see. So we're going to let in, let me understand this, 10,000 Syrians, and they're going to change white American Pier 1 import culture?
Here, listen. Oh, no, this is too long. This is 10 minutes.
Oh, but, God.
You're asking of me. I'm not even
a terrorist that was not a Muslim.
No, Oklahoma City.
I'm not even... Answer that question, Congressman. What I can talk about, Congressman, here today is...
Well, why can't you answer that question? Either you can say I can or I can't. That's pretty simple.
Would the gentleman yield?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I'd ask the gentleman if he would also prefer to simply say that the administration policy is not to utter these words. We have to walk around this subject rather than directly speak to it. Then I'm willing to accept that answer, too.
What I can say is that we do our job, and that if terrorists...
This is Leon Rodriguez, who's putting up with this fucking moron. This is a congressional hearing. This is a hearing. And Steve King is existing and speaking like
great.
This. And
Steve King, the guy that said Mexicans were... They came over the border with enormous calves because...
Right.
From carrying the bales of marijuana.
Oh, God. What a fucking embarrassment.
You must be shitting me.
It's just a total fucking embarrassment to the country.
Horrible.
Here's a little bit more what this asshole's saying. I'm just jumping in the middle. It's 9 minutes long. I haven't vetted this.
Unvetted.
Motion cultural suicide in America.
Oh, there we go.
Slow motion in Europe. And it's proportional to the populations that they brought in from the Middle East and North Africa. Now, we cannot stick our heads in the sand and say that somehow that we're not bringing this upon ourselves. We are watching this. We're slow motion cultural suicide in America. Slow motion, a generation behind Europe. And I've traveled all over there and I've walked down through the...
There's going to be people who aren't white walking around the streets of Iowa, and I can't handle that.
Slow motion cultural suicide. Yep. That is amazing. That, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like a really great Queen song. Slow motion cultural suicide.
Here's a voice of reason.
God, what the fuck?
Representative Louis Gutierrez of Illinois.
From Paris. As a member of the Intelligence Committee, I know there is much to fear, both from our allies, both for our allies and for us. But in light of the attacks on our ally, France, last Friday, I urge my colleagues to keep a cool head and not to react exactly the way ISIS and other terrorists hope we do, with fear, with chaos, and with lashing out.
And with Steve King.
Right.
I want him to call out Steve King.
But sadly, that's what we have seen. Republican governors and elected officials and candidates and media figures do. I've been here long enough to know a thing or two about opportunism. Maybe it's just too much to resist when you got 15 guys and a lady running for president on the Republican side. Politicians, pundits, and celebrities will be tempted to say whatever they can in front of the news cameras and have them pointed at them. We don't like Muslims. We can't trust Muslims. Muslims are somehow going to create a cultural system in America that's going to destroy us. Okay. They're going to.
Now, this is a direct,
yeah,
directly going against what that idiot Steve King said. Fuck you, Iowa, by the way. Fuck you in whatever hole hurts the most.
Oh, yeah, and we're looking forward to you picking our next president.
Muslims are somehow going to create a cultural system in America that's going to destroy us. Every community of people that has come here has strengthened this nation. And I just have to say that when you use fear, and I do remember, Mr. Chairman, last year we were here, and the last fear that I remember talking about was when the kids showed up. Remember when the kids showed up? The refugees showed up from Central America?
Steve King's probably they got cabs the size of cantaloupes, you asshole. And where's your papers, Gutierrez?
Yeah, good for him.
By the way, Gutierrez.
Right.
We had doctors. Medical doctors, I don't know what medical school, saying that those children were bringing Ebola to the United States of America. That somehow they went to Africa, came back, crossed the border, and came here with Ebola.
Somehow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, from Colombia, right. They made it over to the worst country for the Ebola.
A year later, where's it at? I remember governors saying that they were going to close down their states. Every time we hear this, it's about they're coming because they're murderers, they're rapists, they're coming because they're drug dealers. It's fear, fear, and fear. And you know what? The best tradition of America stood up against fear mongers who traffic in hatred and bigotry and prejudice. And that's what I sadly believe is happening now.
There you go. Jeez. Gutierrez.
Yeah, he's right.
The best tradition of American is people. America is people who stood up against the fear mongers who traffic in hatred and bigotry and prejudice.
Jeez.
That is sadly what I believe is happening now. They are. Steve King. How does one watch those two speeches or those two clips?
I do not know.
And side with Steve King. They're all terrorists. How many of them aren't? Islam. And you heard somebody in the microphone, one of the Democrats, say, "Oh, Oklahoma City."
Yeah.
Did you hear that under her breath?
Oh, yeah,
later
yeah.
Later on, she's the one who said, "Will you yield?" And he said, "I will not yield."
Oh, yeah. How about Oklahoma City, you fucking asshole?
Because she wanted to say, "I got one. I got some terrorists for you."
Right.
That weren't Muslim. You moron. God, it's just an embarrassment. Again, I know we spent like a fucking hour and a half of the show.
No, it's all right.
On how terrifyingly embarrassing our country is right now. And I don't think it's tinfoil hat territory to say we're getting a little fascisty.
Yeah.
We've slipped the head in to fascism already, and we're halfway up the shaft.
Take off the Nazi pants, okay? Relax. The shaft.
It's just creepy as fuck.
No, it's horrible. I don't know. What do we do about it?
Meanwhile, by the way,
we got to put everybody in re-education camps.
You know, Anne Frank's family applied for amnesty in the United States and was turned down.
Oh, my God. Jeez. We haven't learned fucking jack shit.
So if we hadn't
learned jack shit,
rancid cunt bags back then. We wouldn't have pictures in front of the Anne Frank Museum in Amsterdam.
Oh, that's right. And by the way, but everybody's still a rancid cunt.
Right.
So, wait a second.
I mean, hopefully you would think we learned a little bit.
Maybe this is just a very loud, ignorant minority screaming that we're dealing with.
287 votes in the House today versus 100 and...
Oh, my God.
Something to make it harder for
stop with those facts
refugees
to come into the country.
By the way, I just want to give it up to Twitter. Thank you very much for the geography lessons we're getting about where Fredericksburg is.
Are we fucking up? Oh.
No, no. And someone would also suggested that we maybe Google it or get an atlas.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. I said it was in Northern Virginia.
We are Googling it.
I've just got, I'm trying to look
assholery.
I'm trying to find something.
There's nothing.
That's not a right wing dick bag.
Right.
Shitting on brown people. It's just so hard right now. Kevin. Oh, I do want to play this one. We played clips of this.
Is this Kevin Swanson?
This is Kevin Swanson, the heinous.
I feel like we just started hearing from this guy a shitload all of a sudden. What is his deal?
He's been around for a while, but the reason that he's, kind of vaulted into more relevance is three of the presidential candidates showed up at his Let's Kill the Gay Fest.
Oh, nice.
In Iowa.
Good God.
We played a bunch of clips from those. Go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes of this great show.
Republicans, you do suck. Tremendous cock. Honestly, you should be embarrassed.
So the, I'm sorry. I'm just,
oh no, that's all right.
Doing some,
my God. I mean, it's really, it's just an absolute,
here,
it's so disgusting, the news today.
So now this is, he's got a radio program,
charlatan.
Yeah.
Oh, do you stream?
Waffle can have a fucking.
Does this twunt stream?
Generations Radio, it's called.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
Kevin Swanson.
Gross.
Here he is.
Generations.
Talking about the attacks.
Fuck
on Paris.
You.
And remember, this gentleman
amassed
a group of people,
great.
Three of the presidential candidates, including one of the real ones, Ted Cruz. I don't count Huckabee and Bobby Jindal.
Oh, come on. Piyush, Bobby Jindal left.
He's already gone. Yeah, but those were the three that went to this fucking Let's Kill the Gays Fest.
Right.
And but here he is on his radio program, Kevin Swanson.
Right.
Talking about the Paris attacks.
Friends, these events are important.
And again,
important to
again, listen to the happy music.
Oh, I love it.
These events are important.
Fire up the fire up the Casio. It really does sound like the Casio, doesn't it?
Then they're symbolic of what's happening in our entire society today. And when you get a wake-up call like what happened at Francis 9/11 last Friday night at the concert, I think we all need to pay attention to what's
okay.
They don't fade that music fast enough,
it's
right?
It's making me nuts. I mean, could you imagine you write what do you write music for? I scored this guy's horrible hate speech, whatever.
Happening. This is a message from God.
Oh.
God is
shooting
a shot across the bow.
Whoa.
And we better be paying attention to this. Music matters. Culture matters. Culture ultimately is a reflection of worldview. And so if you want to know worldview, just take a look at the culture and say, ooh, that's what the worldview is all about.
Okay.
So
thanks,
the
dickhead.
Horrific attack upon Paris is apparently a fax from the Lord.
Yes.
Possibly an email.
Totally.
Or a text from God.
Right.
That's from God.
It's crazy.
It's a warning. Certainly a providential irony here.
Are
the works of the devil. The mass murder itself are the works of the devil. In other words, there was a demonstration of the devil and his works happening at the time that they were singing the song, Who'll Love the Devil? Who'll sing a song? I'll love the devil. I'll sing a song. At the moment that they were singing that, the devil himself, or at least the devil...
The band is a parody,
right?
A tongue in cheek of death metal. They're not a real death metal band, you idiots.
But that's the facts, and that doesn't matter. I mean, God, dude, do you realize the Tampa Bay Rays used to be called the Tampa Bay Devil Rays?
Is so embarrassing.
I mean,
again,
what are we children? Are we all like in the third fucking grade? Grow the fuck up.
Yes, apparently we are.
Grow the fuck up. Devil Rays, please.
Oh, that's offensive. What about Jesus?
You know what, man? My fucking comedian softball team was supposed to be named, and I came up with a
that's
name.
A great name.
I came up with a fucking name. It was supposed to be Ball Gags. Right. Or did you come up with a name?
No. I made that face because your mic is still popping when you yell, and we need to look at that after the show. Right. Anyway.
I don't know. I'll try to tell without screaming. But
no, that's okay.
But the Park District, the fucking Nazi asshole fuck nuts, the Park District said no, and now we're the Dragon Slayers. I don't even know what the fuck that's supposed to mean. I don't even get that name.
Ball Gags is a great
Ball Gags
name,
is perfect.
Because it's your comedians and you're playing ball.
Thank you. Ball Gags.
Influencing these murderers entered in and showed the concert goers the works of the devil. Now, at that point, I think we need to ask the concert goers, at least those who survived, did you love the devil and did you love the devil's works?
Someone needs to just shit on his face. I mean, what is his problem? Is he mentally handicapped? Is he a child? Are you a child?
God, I mean, how much will the kindness level in the entire universe shoot up when this fucker dies?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
does anyone have any compassion?
He's saying to the people who survived, I want to ask you, at that moment, were you loving the devil?
Fuck you.
Do you still love the devil now that the devil showed you what it's like?
God, fuck this guy and fuck the people that listen to him. Oh, God.
It's blaming the victim, right? It's that right-wing,
it's all of that.
Conservative.
It's stupid.
Policy and belief that you got to blame the victims for everything.
But it's like, okay, I understand that. But that's not the name of the band. I mean, they aren't devil worshipers.
No, it's a joke.
It's they're trying to be fucking funny, you humorless assholes.
Oh.
What is that?
That's an interesting sound.
Oh, shit. Are we having technical issues?
I think that connection went tits up.
Oh, no. What connection is that?
It's through, that was from rightwingwatch.org.
Oh, shit.
Their SoundCloud.
It's a devil. Now, at that point, I think we need to ask the concert goers, at least those who survived, did you love the devil and did you love the devil's works?
What an asshole.
As your friends were being shot up in that massacre. I think, we ought to ask the question right now.
What does that mean? We ought to ask the people, as your friends are being shot up, did you love the devil?
Is it their fault?
How about we ask you? How you're going to plug that nosebleed that you're going to get after I punch you in the fucking face, you cunt. If you're if I survived the massacre and this asshole came up to me, I'd have to survive jail because there's no way I wouldn't hit him.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard, this guy.
And I'm very serious. I'm deadly serious asking this question. You were dancing to this worship service to the devil. The devil came in. The devil did what the devil does best.
Oh, God, you're a child.
He massacred. He destroyed. As the devil did his works, again, the microphone is in the face of those who are attending the conference right now. I am asking the question of those attending that concert. Did you appreciate the works of the devil as your friends were being shot up in that concert?
And not only...
Simpleton twat.
Not only...
An idiot.
Whatever heinous boils or some kind of shingles or something non-fatal, but irritating and painful, giant massive hemorrhoids that this guy could get, I'm all for.
Please.
Just a horrendous human being. And
this guy's
the people who follow him.
Oh, I know.
You should all be just... E-slapped across the face.
Admitted into some sort of facility. Something is not right with your brain.
Right, you're evil.
If you think like this...
I think if you follow this man and believe what he believes, you are evil.
These people should be put on a fucking list. Right? I mean, don't they make you nervous? The hate? I mean, it's fucking nuts.
I also saw a story... God, now I don't know where that is. But somehow... One of these right-wing assholes was tying the protests at Mizzou to ISIS.
How?
I don't know, because apparently black people hate America just like ISIS does.
Oh, sure.
Something to that effect. This is that Ben Stein.
That
insidious bullshit where they're trying to spin this, well, blacks are un-American too now.
They hate America.
They're protesting the fact that we're killing them.
All my black friends, they just hate America. What world does this fuckface live in?
Trump just came out with something else.
Oh shit!
Today, as we're speaking,
this just in.
he is funny to listen to. Oh, listen to this.
What is it?
Yeah, you can almost hear
the Russian cum dripping off of his mouth as Trump talks about Putin.
Oh, my.
We learned this morning that Russia is sending in 150.
This, by the way, he's on the Michael Savage show. Oh, my Michael God. Savage couldn't be.
Isn't that guy evil?
Worse. He's prevented from going into England because he's on a hate list.
Oh, my God.
He's on a hate watch list.
That's crazy.
Because of the hate speech he says against gay people here in the States.
Why would Europe want
They won't let him in England.
Right. Why would they want us to come there? We suck.
1,000 brave Russian troops to crush them like bugs. How do you feel about that?
Oh, meanwhile, this guy also, Michael Savage, this guy too, big hard on for Putin.
Oh, really?
Those nipples turn him the fuck on.
I think that Russia has been amazing in what they're doing because they're fighting to win. They're fighting to win. And if you remember what I said 2 weeks ago, I said, look, if Russia wants to bomb ISIS, let them. We had these people, these stupid people that said, oh, well, we want to take the lead. Who the hell cares who takes the lead? Let them spend their money. They've got bogged down in Afghanistan. They got bogged down before. It broke up.
Russia wasn't bombing ISIS, you moron. Russia was bombing the Syrian rebels that were fighting against Bashar Assad, and they're also fighting against ISIS.
That's too complicated. You know what I mean? That's too complicated. That doesn't matter. Sadly, that doesn't matter.
People don't realize up the Soviet Union, okay?
Yep.
They got so fucked down there. That's what happened to the Soviet. They ran out of money. Let them go and bomb. I think it's wonderful that they bomb ISIS, and it's great. And now it turned out I was right.
He's not bombing ISIS.
It's wonderful,
He's
though.
Not bombing ISIS.
It's wonderful that they're getting bombed. It's wonderful. It's fabulous.
No, I was 100% right. But let them. You know, when they knocked down the Russian aircraft, that was a mistake, I want to tell you, because he's not fighting a war the way Obama fights the war. You know, little pinpricks. He is really bombing the hell out of them.
He's not bombing ISIS.
The little pinprick.
But he's not.
Right.
That was the problem. That's why they were pissed about Putin getting involved there, was because he wasn't bombing ISIS. He was bombing the guys that we're kind of against, too.
Right. But they're still brown people, right?
He wants to well, yeah, they're all
brown. Okay. Well, then that's fine.
He wants to bolster the regime of Assad, because Assad and him are starfish tongue buddies.
They're nipple buddies.
So I would hit them so hard.
Oh, shit.
And don't forget,
that's
on your show last time, I said, and I've been saying it for 2 years, hit the oil, right? I always said, I actually said hit the oil and take it. But hit the oil, because you take away their wealth, and that's where they get a lot of their money, the oil that they...
Meanwhile,
hit the oil.
From what I understand, there was a recent bombing run on one of their supply lines or something like that. So I think they are. I think they have been hitting the oil. Or, yeah, I don't know.
Hit
or,
the oil, okay?
They took over, that we gave them when we left. You know, when we left, we gave them so much. It's just not only military, but we gave them everything. So I said, hit the oil. Now, about 2 days ago, they started hitting the oil. Does anybody say thank you, Donald?
Oh, my God.
Your idea, Donald. Thanks for that idea, Donald. Nobody thought of that before you.
You're a genius.
None of the dozens of military experts that Obama has access to thought of that one.
Who knew failed businessmen that also hosted reality television were such geniuses?
And they're not bombing the oil fields, by the way. That's what he said to do. They're bombing the supply runs, the lines where they're shipping the oil.
Right.
They're not bombing the oil fields because maybe they need those. Maybe the country needs those.
Let's try not to bomb.
When they kick ISIS out of there. Remember what Saddam did? They burned the oil fields.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Fuck you. You're not getting our oil fields.
Buddy, I've been the only one. I was taking abuse. They said, oh, that's such a horrible thing to say. But now they're hitting the oil.
I don't think anybody said it was bad to hit the oil. The let's take the oil part is the bad part.
It's scary.
Well, what do you think that tells
the rest of the world?
That clip. Play that sound clip to, I don't know, a butcher somewhere in Iraq or somewhere in Syria who hears that clip and says, bomb the shit out of them and then take all of that oil. How would that... let's reverse that. Bomb the shit out of Texas and take all of that oil. How would America feel about someone saying that?
I mean, that's just fucking hostile.
But it doesn't matter. They're brown.
Donald, let me ask you something. This is a tough, here is a tough question, but I've been covering it for days because I'm convinced I have my own conclusions. I want yours. What do you think is Obama's real reason for flooding America with Muslims from Syria right
now? Oh, boy. Here we go. Obama is intentionally flooding 10,000, by the way, 10,000 people out of 370 million.
It's a flood.
Uh-oh. Oh, you know, shit. They're having problems on their employer.
Oh, really?
Here.
Oh, no.
Very interesting.
God, this Michael Savage is such a creep, too.
Oh,
doesn't horrible. He sound like a creep?
Yeah.
It's like two of these white assholes just talking to each other. And by the way, each one loves each other's idea even more than the last. Oh, yes. Good point. Oh, wonderful point. Oh, what a great point. Oh, I said that before.
Let me ask you, what do you think Obama's, what's his reasoning behind letting all these Syrians in
I know what you mean.
So I was covering it for days. Because I'm convinced I have my own conclusions. I want yours. What do you think is Obama's real reason for flooding America with Muslims from Syria right now when 30 states say no?
Well, you know, it's hard to imagine, and obviously some people think it's evil intentions. I think personally it's incompetence, but, you know, regardless, a lot of people think it's evil intentions. Do you know if you're a Christian, and this is before this problem, if you were a Christian in Syria, it was virtually impossible to come into our country. If you were a Muslim in Syria, it was one of the easiest ways to come into the United States. I don't know if you've ever heard that.
Is that true?
I don't know that that's true.
Oh, he could be bullshitting. I don't know if you've ever heard this bullshit, but...
And it doesn't matter. Right now, our refugee policy is, like, the most stringent. And these people go through double. They not only go through... Once they are... They have to be cleared by the UN first. They go through a UN vetting process first.
And then we do one.
And then we go up there.
Well, isn't that good enough?
And check for everything.
Isn't that good enough?
How dare you, you pinko?
Oh, I know. You know that there was a Syrian Christian family in San Diego that was already here with relatives, and he deported them about 3 weeks ago?
If you're a Christian, it's very hard to get into this country. And if you are a Muslim, it's very easy.
It's a lie. It's just a lie. It's a lie. You know why? Because there's no litmus test for your fucking religion, you asshole. That's what you want to do. That's what he wants
right.
to do. Right now, there's no litmus test. We don't tell people we're letting in Christians, we're not letting in Muslims. We're letting in Muslims, we're not letting in Christians. Yeah. It's a lie. It's a lie.
God, do you hear how he said Muslims?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's a lie.
Muslims. Come on.
If you come from Syria being a Muslim. Now, if you think of it, if you're president, the Christians are having their heads cut off, and those people found it almost impossible. I mean, it's not me saying it. Statistically, very, very hard for a Christian from Syria to get in.
Oh, it's just,
oh my God.
It's just not true. It just is not true. It's no harder
it's not me saying it.
For a Christian to get in than it is for a Muslim. Muslim to
How
get
often
in.
Do you ever hear Obama when he's talking? He's like, well, listen, this is not me saying it, but, you know, I don't know this for sure.
Some people.
But, God.
Some people say it's Fox News, right?
I never hear Obama do that. Why? It's weird.
Because he's not a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Before this whole big mess that we have right now.
Oh, that's the end. So there
Fabulous.
You go. Trump.
Horrible.
A lot of people think a lot of people think there's evil intentions that Obama has, but not me. I just think he's incompetent.
Tremendous.
Thanks, Donald.
Tremendous.
Fucking genius.
Absolutely fabulous. It's wonderful.
Horrible. I've got, here's more stupid America.
God. Hey, fuck you, boy.
This one, I just can't.
Is this Syrian shit? I mean, God, are we just tremendous fucking assholes?
This
makes me bananas.
Just profoundly illustrates the utter stupidity of so many people in this country.
Fuck you.
This is in Denver. Denver, Colorado, legal weed.
Right, boy.
Colorado's going to be voting for the first single-payer system
okay.
of healthcare in the country. Scaring the shit out of the insurance companies, by the way. But the people put it on the ballot. Ha, ha, ha. They might say fuck you to the corporations.
Right, man.
I'm sure they'll fight that and they'll be in
the
courts
absolutely.
Forever. So... There's a bookstore Yes. South Broadway in Denver, Ryan.
Okay.
Owned by Karen Charbonneau Harrison is her name.
Charbonneau Harris. What? That's a long one.
Someone threw a book through her window.
Oh, God.
Out of nowhere and smashed her sign.
Oh.
Her bookstore is named after an Egyptian goddess.
Oh, hot.
Isis.
Oh, okay. God damn it. It's not Isis. It's not.
There's even her sign has Egyptian pictures on it, and it says Isis books.
Yeah.
And gifts.
Now, how old is this store?
How long has it been there? I don't know.
Because, I mean, she probably named it Isis before Isis was a fucking thing.
I believe, yes.
You know, there's a, this is horrible.
She said it's the fourth time the business has been vandalized in recent months.
Oh, my God. You know what this reminds me of? It's very similar to the AIDS diet bar.
Oh, those cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Diet bar or something. I don't know. There's candies. Also, when I know in Virginia, when I lived there, there's a whole chain of stores like Walmart or Target, but they're called AIDS.
Right.
A big, gigantic department store. I mean, that's horrible branding. These are all just branding fails. You know, there's no way the ISIS thing. How could she have known?
She's holding out, hoping everyone changes his name because President Obama says ISIL, and people in Europe are now saying Daesh, which is that acronym for al-Dawla al-Islamia fi al-Iraq wa al-Sham.
And so say we all. Good heavens. What do you think? What's your advice to her? Change your name or just
get a gun. Stand your fucking ground. Seriously.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not kidding. If this is what these right-wing nut jobs want, fucking bring it.
Oh,
because
shit. No. Bring it.
Well, yeah. I think some of these people need to start standing their ground against some of these assholes.
Bring it, but reasonably bring it. Don't bring it. Don't, like, bring it.
If she was in Texas, she could shoot them and kill them for coming onto her property and doing property damage.
Oh, yeah.
She would be justified in shooting them.
Absolutely.
So, there you go.
Yeah. That sucks. ISIS. Oh, man. I feel so bad for this person.
How stupid are these people? I hope it's kids. In some manner, I hope it's dumb kids.
Yeah.
But I got a feeling it ain't. We'll put that video up of that asshole in Virginia who's a 40-something plus man. Screaming at a Muslim man, shut your mouth. Oh. I know you're all terrorists. Shut your mouth. The guy's like, I'm an engineer.
Scary. Yeah.
I'm an engineer.
That white supremacist dude, he just stepped off the set of Sons of Anarchy. Nice. He's terrifying.
Shut your mouth. I know you're all evil. Shut your mouth.
Hey, boy.
To scattered applause.
Oh, yeah.
Of other heinous white people.
Creepy. It's creepy as fuck.
So even in liberal Denver.
Fuck you. This is horrible.
And we're laying this again right at the GOP's feet.
Right.
Because they are doing
responsible
the fear-mongering.
For this.
They're pouring kerosene on all the dumb, retarded fires.
Yeah.
Don't say retarded. I've got... What else is going on? There's other things. Shockingly.
Shocker.
I think that we only got a couple minutes left.
Oh, by the way, Joe Maddon won Coach of the Year for the Cubs.
Right, and Cy Young.
Oh, right. You went to Jake Arrieta.
Yay.
Congratulations to everyone. You know, maybe next year we'll win.
Right. this wasn't supposed to be their year, so that's why it was kind of cool. It was like...
a bunch of overachievers.
Right. So, you know, next year we'll be expecting more, and next year they'll shit the bed.
Right.
In true Cubs fashion. Don't forget, after this show, ladies and gentlemen, what do we have, Ryan?
An episode of Pretty Misandry.
A brand sparkling new episode,
a brand new
right?
one. Host Maggie Strong takes on men and MRA dickheads. Hashtag kill all men.
Speaking of today.
Right.
I thought it was interesting on the Twitter machine.
The Twitter.
And I don't know if this is an actual recognized celebration.
Oh, shit.
But it is International Men's Day.
Oh, good. Oh, wait. Today?
Today is International Men's Day.
Thursday, cock and balls.
The Twitter, it was trending.
Hello?
And, God, some of the tweets. Whew.
National Men's Day.
Man, there's you. A lot of butthurt dudes out there.
Oh, really?
Feel like their supremacy is being threatened.
No.
Just check that one out on the Twitter. You can go ahead and
Twinding on Twitter.
Check that. So I don't know if Maggie talks about that or not, but maybe she will next time. Also, yeah, it's just 5 minutes from now, ladies and gentlemen, a brand new Sparkling episode.
Hang out.
Pretty misandry.
Have a beer. Put your feet up. Listen to some news about feminism.
Did you hear that today?
Yes.
Pleading guilty and being sentenced. Shit.
Oh, my
Subway
God.
Jared.
He looks heavier.
Well, yeah, maybe get Subway in jail.
Do you think he's stress eating? I do.
I think so.
Damn.
Only fresh young meat.
This
though.
Is a, yeah. Oh, jeez. This is the weirdest story. It's still, to me, the weirdest story. It's crazy. It's insane.
Jared?
All he had to do was wait. God, this is such a no. He had a job in entertainment. I'm sorry. That's what it was.
Yes.
He was a personality for the biggest sandwich shop in the world, and all he had to do was just stand there and smile. Rarely did the guy have to talk.
Right.
How did he fuck this up? Why is he into these kids?
Well, because he gets turned on by, yeah, and.
Damn.
But he also, did you hear what his defense was? Kind of, his defense was, well, I only fucked 14 and 15-year-olds.
Oh, you my know,
so
gosh.
It's not that bad. It could have been worse.
Oh. Well, yeah, okay. Well, I don't know, turkey sub guy. I guess it could have always been worse.
From
Jesus
from,
Christ.
From the internets. International Men's Day can go fuck off.
All right.
Right. I know, it's fascinating to me, though.
Yeah, yeah.
that they feel like they need to have an international Men's Day.
Hey, come on. Don't ruin my day, internet. It's
but,
my day.
But it was also... The funny thing was, it's also like World Toilet Day.
Oh, yes. Oh,
or something
sure.
like that. So
it pairs well.
I'm sure the men's right activists are screaming and bitching.
What in the fuck?
It's like the, you know,
sure.
Black History Month being the shortest month of the year.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
insane.
So men's International Men's Day is on the same day as Toilet Day.
Right. Perfect. We get it. We understand the message. Haters.
Jared Fogle sentenced to 15 years, 8 months. In prison, a quiet of a long time.
Right,
go and read.
He'll be out in 12 years. I read. That's what I read.
Is that what it is?
I skimmed that, and I think I saw the number 12 in an article about him.
12 years. That's it for us, ladies and gentlemen. We got to go quickly here.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us on the show today. Back tomorrow, Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Coast Live. Download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com.
Oh, shit.
Leave us a good review. Don't forget to buy shit for Amazon through Amazon. Go through our portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Get my portal.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where, when, at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we're back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.